Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, what's been happening on the rural news desk this week, Susan?
First up, the state-owned farming company PAMU, other words Land Corp, it's been given a bit of a rattle-up by the government. The Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Paul Goldsmith, met with PAMU and it's told the executive he's just not happy with the company's performance. Last month, PAMU, which has 110 farms around the country, reported a half-year profit of $3 million, but that's a drop from the $15 million profit for the same time last year. So Mr. Goldsmith says he expects all state-owned enterprises to operate as successful businesses, to be profitable and efficient as ones in the private sector would be, and he's not satisfied that PAMU is achieving that.
So what's PAMU said about the criticism?
Chief Executive Mark Leslie described the conversation with Paul Goldsmith as very constructive, and they are focused on driving performance and increasing revenue.
We've acknowledged that we've got some opportunities that exist around continuing to drive farm performance. And it was part of when I came in and we had a little refresh to the strategy, and that really brought farming excellence to the core of it, whether it's pasture management, whether it's reducing stock wastage, or whether it's reproductive performance and things like that. So we talked through some of those areas where we're really focusing. We also talked through the challenges that all agriculture is facing at the moment with the cost squeeze and then returns, whether it's dairy, whether it's sheep and beef, returns being back from where they have been.
Now let's look at these drought conditions at the top of the South Island. Associate Minister of Agriculture Mark Patterson's been on the ground there this week.
Yes, he wanted to really have a look at those dry conditions for himself. Since some of these farms in Marlborough and Tasman, they haven't had any decent rain for 8 months. It's very, very dry. And he says these conditions really are challenging.
Farmers are coping not too bad so far in the sense that it was pretty well forecast. But, you know, now's the tough time when we're getting into autumn, trying to get some feed away for winter, you know, the long grind of feeding out for weeks now, with winter still well away. So it's been a tough time for all concerned.
Mark Patterson didn't declare a drought, but he says they will be monitoring the situation. And I guess, Sally, it's worth noting that while this drought is really tough for the pastoral farmers, winemakers in Marlborough say that for the harvest, which is now underway, sure, it's going to be smaller and quick, but the quality is outstanding and they've had enough irrigation water so far. And then jumping up to Northland, the kumara growers there, the harvest is underway and they're saying it is excellent. The supplies are ramping up, orange kumara, adding to the red ones now, they say it's just going to be great. And after last year's disaster when the crop was 70% down following Cyclone Gabriel, it's great that some money is now pumping into that economy.
That's great, isn't it? And another specialty milk sector's in turmoil.
Last week we reported on issues with the sheep milk industry, but now dairy goats, they're also having it tough. And for a couple of seasons now, they've been asked to supply less milk and their payout has halved. And it's just made many businesses financially unviable, a lot of getting out. One Waikato farmer we spoke to says it's just heartbreaking to see things crumbling in this tight-knit community. But the situation is a mess and many feel they can't wait for things to come right. Dairy goat Cooperative Chief Executive David Hemera says that access to the China market has dried up. China's encouraging its customers to buy local and the birth rate's dropping. So they've got a three-way problem there. And he says the co-op is acutely aware that suppliers are under huge pressure. It's pushing as hard and as fast as it can to develop new markets and new products.
And then in doing that, steadily increase the amount of milk that can be supplied. But that will not be an overnight fix and it will be a grind to work our way forward on all those fronts.
So quite a sad change. Just 4 years ago, the goat milking sector was buoyant and they were actually looking for more suppliers and milk.
Support is growing to keep the ban of exporting live animals by sea in place.
There have been more than 10,000 people signing a parliamentary petition. They're urging the government not to reverse the ban on these live exports. Dr. John Hellstrom, he started the petition. He's a former National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee chairman. He spent 4 decades working alongside the livestock export industry as a veterinarian. And he says that reversing this ban on live animals by sea, which came into force last year, would be a mistake.
Well, I'm really sad about it because we've taken a long time to get to the point we're at now where the trade has stopped. And because a few people can make money out of it, we're now talking about reactivating it. People from all over the world are looking at New Zealand and saying, what's going on? You know, you've been world leading in this regard, and now you're turning your back on the animals again. And that concerns me. But my primary concern is with the cows.
Dr. Hellstrom says that even setting up exports to a gold standard, it just won't be good enough. The Associate Agriculture Minister for Animal Welfare is Andrew Hoggart, and he says he's seeking advice on amending the legislation, and there's no timeline for that at the moment.
Now, the spotlight's on the forestry industry still. The Forest Stewardship Council's come out with some comments about forest harvesting practices on the East Coast.
It has. It's FSC for short, and you'll see its label on many timber products, whether it's greeting cards or a wooden table. And it basically is the organisation that says this tree has come from a forest that has been responsibly harvested. After Cyclone Gabriel and some storms in 2017 and 2018, huge volumes of slash damaged property and infrastructure on the East Coast. So late last year, the Forest Stewardship Council sent an overseas auditor to Gisborne. It was there to check out the auditing practices of SGS and another company, Preferred by Nature. These companies audit New Zealand forests on the FSC's behalf. The result was a damning report. It found serious shortcomings in the auditing procedures, and it said the businesses are only one step away from having their certification rights suspended. And it went on to say that it's most uncommon to have so many issues with an audit body. So as a result, FSC is getting these auditors to get together and discuss best auditing practices. And it says because of this increased scrutiny, auditing practices in the Gisborne region will improve. And just quickly, Sally, news from the wool carpet maker Brenworth. They're expecting to return to full yarn production by July after damage from Cyclone Gabriel shut down its Napier plant.
Great news for the wool industry. Thanks very much, Susan.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.